Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live today from the Conscious Life Expo here in beautiful Los Angeles and transmitted back to my studio in Seattle on KKNW on 1150 AM. I have some wonderful people I'm interviewing today here in Los Angeles, including the fantastic and famous astrologer Susan Miller at 2 o'clock. I'll never forget, she's here with me now, I'll never forget the time I interviewed you, Susan, back in April of 2014. I remember that interview, and you said something very profound. You said this was a time of truth, astrologically speaking, and that things that are true will become even truer in the future, and those that are false will be shown to be false. And so we've had a whole bunch of stuff coming out since, and that was like 5 years ago or 6 years ago now.
That long, yeah.
Susan, why don't you say hi to my listeners?
Oh, hello. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope I'll get to answer all your questions.
Well, good. Well, anyway, I have a lot of respect for Susan, and I coach you often on my show, too. Yeah, I do. Well, I hope everyone listening today, I hope I sound awake. I returned this morning after an overnight flight from Peru and Mexico City. The good connection, got into Los Angeles early this morning, and I've drank 10 gallons of coffee, and I feel completely normal. But I just returned from a trip to Machu Picchu, and also Lake Titicaca, where at the southern end of Lake Titicaca, we were greeted with a large group of children and adults from the Hollow Earth at Amaro Mural, and they all sang to us one night, and we were at this stargate, and several of us put our hands on the rocks, and the rocks started turning to jelly because we were going into the fifth dimension. So unfortunately, there was a rainstorm coming. Our taxi was hired only for a few hours, so we went back to our hotel, but I'm going back to Machu Picchu again May 17th through June 4th this year, and I plan to camp out at the Stargate, and I'm told that we will be going into the Hollow Earth, so those of you interested in going into the fifth dimension, please send me an email. You can come along. My email is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me at 509-750-9793. The cost is only $4.97 per person, with airfare and accommodation costs extra. But it's a beautiful place. I have a few things to say, but I'll keep them brief so we can get to Susan. Yeah. Okay. Good. Thank you, Susan. Well, the energy in that area is very gentle, and it's fourth dimensional. That's what you feel when you're there. It's very, very gentle fourth dimensional energy. The purpose of this program, of course, is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a better place. I want to thank everyone so much for listening today and making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows in the Seattle area. And also, we have a wide group of listeners in over 90 countries, over a quarter of a million listeners. And I want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful support. I want to thank everyone also for their wonderful prayers for rain in Australia last month, and because it really worked. Many people, including myself and my show here, and all my listeners prayed for rain in Australia, and now the fires, I'm told, have been largely stopped. Unfortunately, nearly a billion animals died in the process, koala bears and kangaroos. But the important lesson of all of that is that we can create our reality, and if we want a beautiful planet, we can create that too. We don't have to have, a fire with everything burning up. With that, I'd like to thank the many beautiful sponsors of my show, including Corey and Sol and Kirkland for their wonderful support, as well as Mary and Elias in Costa Rica, Bradley and Jem in London, England, Jan Eric, of course, and Emma Louise in Norway, and everyone around the world to help me raise consciousness and make this world a better place. We're also looking for additional sponsors and advertisers. And any advertising on the show will have a worldwide good audience for your goods and services in over 90 countries. With that, I always like to thank my friend Carol, who designs my website, the Galactic Alliance, of course, who always supports my show, and Eric at KKNW. I have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. And if you'd like to contact your guides and get some good spiritual advice, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And this month, I'm giving discounts on my readings for only $50 for a full one-hour reading. If you'd like to talk to your relatives or friends who've passed on, please give me a call at 509-750-9793. Finally, I'm continuing to raise funds for the Hopi and Navajo Indians. They haven't had clean water in over 70 years. Much of the water they drink is full of arsenic and radiation, and their longevity is somewhere in the mid-40s. So it's a sad, it's a troublesome situation, but we are changing it. Last year, a wonderful lady named Teresa donated $30,000 toward new water filters for the Hopi. And we're continuing to raise money. Your contribution is tax deductible. If you'd like to donate toward this worthy effort, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I'm also raising funds now for a library and a museum on the Hopi Reservation. They don't have a functioning library. Nearly 20,000 people. They have bookmobiles, but there's no place for Hopi culture. And it's a beautiful, beautiful people. I'd like to, if you're interested in donating toward that, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Finally, I'm going back to Mount Shasta twice this year, from July 1st to the 8th, and August 27th to September 3rd, 2020. The most amazing thing about Mount Shasta is that many miracle healings occur there. Last September, for example, for decades, I had had 20/50 blurry-eyed vision in my right eye, and they healed it one night, so now both eyes are 20/10 crystal clear vision. Other people on my trip have been completely cured of Lyme disease, Lou Gehrig's disease, and I think it's ALS. Yeah, there's been a whole bunch of different miracle healings. And if you'd like to go, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Finally, I'm having my 6th annual Galactic Wisdom Conference, March 13th to the 15th. And among the speakers will be Simon Parks from England, famous ET contactee, James Redfield of the Celestine Prophecy. What a wonderful man. Isn't he great, Susan? Yeah, he's really inspiring. Alex Collier, who's a famous contactee from the Andromeda Galaxy. Rex Baer of the Leap Project. Mitch Kohayashi of the Modal Peace Project, who happens to be in the audience today as well. Mitchie, you want to say a couple of words quick? I don't want to get Susan off the line.
Hi, everyone. I will be at Jazz Conference in March, so please come see me, too. Yes, I will be giving my huddle sessions as well. So, okay. Yeah, if you are interested, please contact Ted. Thank you.
If you register by February 15th for the entire conference, the cost is only $125. I'm offering a 50% discount on registration. So if you're interested, please visit our website at galacticwisdomconference.com or email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And now I'd like to introduce Susan Miller, who I have a lot of respect for. She told me things when I first had her on my program 6 years ago, which have all come true. So I guess my next question, Susan, is do you do lottery numbers?
No, I never do gambling, although I have told Gemini to buy a few scratch-off tickets. But, you know, I don't know where the luck is coming from when I see financial luck, so we have to be reasonable and moderate.
Well, like you, I believe in angels, and if you ask sincerely for something, that the angels will come through. And I think there's a higher power out there too. So.
Well, Einstein said you can think of your life either as having no miracles at all or nothing but miracles.
Right.
And he said, I choose the latter.
Yeah.
Choose the Pisces.
Uh-huh.
I agree with him. When you look at your life and see how many lucky things have happened to kind of save you right at the last minute,
sure.
You see that there are miracles all around you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, Susan, your website is www.astrologyzone.com, which is downloaded free by 11 million readers.
Well, 11 million uniques, but we serve 200 million pages a year.
Oh, my 52% goodness.
52% are outside the United States.
Oh, wow.
So it's international like yours.
Oh,
and
great.
It's so exciting to travel and meet my readers. I love that.
Uh-huh. Great.
I started in 1995, so it's 24 years on the net. His birthday is December 14th.
Oh, how lovely. How nice. Susan, how did you ever get started in it? What made you, inspired you to start this? I mean, I always like to ask my guests that question.
First of all, nobody grows up and says, I want to be an astrologer when I grow up, and they're little. Nobody. And actually, no astrologer believes in astrology until she studies it, or he studies it. My mother knew astrology very well. She was quite a scholar. We never had consultations over the house. It was very private. I was born with a terrible birth defect that was excruciatingly painful. I would get attacks in my legs, and I wouldn't be able to walk for about 8 weeks at a time. But usually I would only get one attack a year, but I never knew when it was coming. But she started to see a lot of them were happening on my birthday, Christmas, special holidays. And she thought maybe my getting excited might have something to do with it. Well, I didn't have high blood pressure. I still don't have high blood pressure. But it raised the tension in my body enough to tear open all my veins and arteries. I've had 40 blood transfusions in my life, but the year they fixed it, I was in the hospital a year. I was 14. They had to paralyze me from the knee down because they were trying to save the leg, which they did. There was no guarantee. Even after the operation, things were pretty rocky, but I had the chief of staff, the Hospital for Joint Diseases, part of NYU Langone in New York, and I had the best. And I was in the hospital 11 months and then in physical therapy for 2.5 years, so I couldn't attend high school. I had to do homeschool.
Oh, wow.
You know, people say, whenever you're in a crisis, people say the wrong thing, like, oh, you can take the year off because you skipped the eighth grade. No, I'm not. That was hard that year when I skipped the eighth grade. I'm not going to take a year off. So I took my exams at home in the Regents exams in New York State and the PSATs and SATs at home with the teacher right there clocking everything. And then I went to NYU. I still had to be near the hospital. I just wanted to know if I would look like everybody else. Would I have crutches? Would I have a brace? Or could I get rid of it? And I really, you know, I still want to look like everybody else. I can't wear heels. That's the one thing, a residue that's been left, is the bones move in the foot.
Mm-hmm.
Even when they rehabilitate you, and I look normal.
Mm-hmm.
People think I make all this up, which is very nice, you know, because they think, you look fine, you know. But, you know, and I broke the leg so many times. I just wanted to know if I had a good chance, and astrology could tell me that. And my mother would not teach me. He said, if you don't study 12 years consecutively, you won't be any good.
Oh, for astrology? Studying 12 years? My goodness, that's a long time.
Well, now I write for Vogue Japan, W Korea, Tempo in Turkey, Claudia Brazil, Nika Italy, Esmo de Spain, Vogue Germany, Vogue China, Vogue Greece. And occasionally, those are every time, occasionally for Grazia France and Elle Australia. She was right. Of course, mothers are always right. And I loved her so much, and she really gave me the courage to go through the difficult physical therapy to walk again.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you go to a hospital and you see a patient, first of all, wear either bright colors or pastel colors, but not black. And then when you go in, don't say, how's the pain? Because she never did. She said, Susie, when you get well and we break you out of jail, which was the hospital, you'll have so many pretty shoes and pretty dresses that you'll have a whole different life. And by painting the picture of the future, that really helps the patient so much. I hope even one listener will hear what I just said and follow that example, because it certainly helped me.
Mm-hmm. Great.
So that's how I got into it. But doing the website was Time Incorporated's idea. I was an agent for commercial photographers. I was calling on Saatchi & Saatchi. We had just shot Cheerios, and the VP creative director wanted me to meet his wife. And I did, and we really hit it off. And it was exciting to make friends with Jackie. And eventually she gave me a book, and the book sold out. And then she said, I have a feeling about you. I'm sending you up to the webmaster. I said, wait a minute, the webmaster of Time Incorporated? She said, yeah. I said, what do they want? She said, they don't know what they want. You tell them. They sort of did have an idea. They wanted something short for women every day. I wanted something long for men and women once a month. I said, you're flying in the face of web wisdom. how long are you going to write? I said, 17,000 words a month, but now I'm writing 35,000 to 40,000 words a month. They said, I get tired. I only built energy. And I said, no, people will come back many times to check the very precise dates. And that's exactly what happened. I just felt the internet gave me a chance to explain astrology because if it's short, it can be confusing and misleading. But they went along with my idea, and I love them for it. After 3 years, they got involved with AOL, so I had to leave. Apple intervened. Every door was slammed in my face. And I thanked Apple for a story they had written about me. And they said, wait a minute, you're in trouble right now? I said, yeah, I'm looking into the precipice. And they have to close my site. And they sent me over to InfoSig, which became DisneyGo.com, ABC News. So for 3 more years, I could learn more about the internet. The laws were being formed. It was the Wild West in 1995. And those early years were bad. There were no laws. But then they became, you know, more solid. And then Disney felt they should get out of the app, the internet business. And there again, perils of Pauline, not knowing what I would do. But I did go independent. Going independent is like throwing yourself off a tall cliff and hoping the water is deep enough. And I don't regret it. I pay 17 people a month, you know, engineers and assistants and researchers and different people, editors. I have 5 editors. I have an app called Daily Horoscope Astrology Zone on both Apple and Google. But people keep pretending to be me, so make sure you see my name, Susan Miller, because it says by Susan Miller. And I have a free version, so everybody can get it today, and it won't cost a penny. And it's secure, and you'll never see ads. Just nice, you know? And then there's an upgraded version for $5 a month that a lot of people love, and it gives you my essays and longer versions. But everybody gets my monthly, and the monthly is what made me famous. I just want to give things out for free as much as I can.
Well, you've been very successful, Susan, because your service to others, you've got a golden heart, and you want to help the planet, too. I mean, all of that is really commendable.
Well, I mean, if you've been through something, you can sense it in other people right away, even when they don't say anything. I have a feeling that if someone asks you for help, you must say yes. And some people say to me, well, don't you get a lot of crybabies and people who don't really need help? I said, never. It took a lot of courage for that person to ask for help. They probably had to walk up the hill 3 times before they actually asked to. And I think you have to do something. Even if you have no idea how to help them, you probably have a friend who does, you know, so.
Absolutely. Well, Susan, you had some very prophetic things to say on my show years ago. What are you looking at like this year? This seems like a pivotal year, doesn't it? The energies are very discordant, and there's conflict out there, but I really appreciate your opinion. What do you see as possible?
Well, sometimes discord is necessary. Astrologers were very worried about an aspect that happened in January. We saw it coming for years. It was the meeting of Saturn and Pluto, and this only happens approximately every 38 years. And it's called the aspect of the dictator because it's all about power and the misuse of power. And that seems to be what we're discussing in the United States now. And no one thought, no, we won't feel this at all. But at some point in your life, everyone will be tested. How much do you love your country? How much do you love your marriage? How much do you love your job? How much do you love the city you live in or the apartment you have? How much do you love your family? What are you willing to give back to that part of your life? How much are you willing to fight for it? Like right now we're being asked to fight for democracy. And all over the world, you know, there's some trouble spots. And they're difficult problems and never easy to solve. But that kind of brought things to a head. Now that peaked on January 12th. And after that, these two planets move so slowly, you can imagine, if they only meet every 38 years. So they're like little snails moving away from each other. But every day in every way, we'll be solving that problem, and it will no longer be a public discussion. You know, now we have a lot of planets in Capricorn. Capricorn is about preserving history from the past, and you just came back from Peru. That's all about history. I can't think of a better place to go. And the job of a Capricorn is really to preserve things that are important. Princess Catherine, you know, William's wife is a Capricorn. She's perfect for the job, you know, for preserving the monarchy and all the charities, you know, whereas Meghan Markle wasn't cut out for that. She's a Leo. Well, actually, Kate has Leo rising, and Meghan is a Leo with Cancer rising. That's why she gets along with Harry, because the whole royal family is earth and water. There's no fire. And I think I was a little worried when they got married, because if you have an entire family, earth and water, and you're fire, what do you use to put out a fire, earth or water? And she might have felt too hemmed in, or, you know, that things were very constricting. Well, we all knew that that was the job, but she seemed a little surprised at how severe it was. And now she's in Canada, but I don't think the paparazzi are going to stop following her. I mean, once you marry into the royal family, that's the way it happens.
You want to, hear a funny story?
Yeah.
I was up in Vancouver. When was it? It was just when I was leaving for Peru. My flight was out of Vancouver down to Lima. And I was in the train station there. And I happened to run into a guy who was paparazzi. And he was the guy who took a picture of her that caused such an uproar up in Canada among the royals, too. And he was just, he said he had to escape Canada now due to the intense pressure. Because
really?
He was U.S. citizen. Yeah, he lived down around the Seattle area. So he said the safest way for him to get out of Canada was by train. So he was leaving on a train that evening to Canada. So it was kind of funny. He had all his camera. At first, I thought he might be fake, but then he showed me the pictures he'd taken.
What was the picture
of? It was Catherine petting her dog or some silly thing. But the main thing was that, of course, the royals like their privacy, and
yeah. The
paparazzi, they're like flies. They fly everywhere, and they earn good money for their pictures, too. So, but
there's
an appetite for it, and the public wants to see it. So he published this picture of her, and so they got quite upset. But he was just trying to escape Canada at that point.
Well, now Canada's not sure. They have the budget to take care of the royals. So.
Yeah.
And they trademarked the term Royals of Sussex, which is a little controversy. But this year is a very strong year to make money, especially if you're a Gemini or a Sagittarius. But we're going to have the pairing of Pluto and Jupiter, which is a signature of success. And, you know, when I turn on the news and the hosts, the anchors say, oh, we're probably going to have a recession. They have nothing to pin that on except that Germany and Japan are slowing down a bit. I see no recession.
Yeah.
None.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be very prosperous here. Now, when you look at the planets, there are three of them traveling together almost all year, beginning in the middle of March, going all the way through the middle of December. So that's practically the whole year. So you have Jupiter and Pluto, which is amazing because Jupiter is the planet of good fortune. And Pluto takes the goodness of Jupiter and multiplies it many times over.
Wow.
But have you ever been happy to see someone? And these two haven't seen each other for 13 years, so they're all excited, and they're going to go out to dinner and plan something for us. But their little brother, Saturn, says, I want to come. Mm-hmm. They're like, no, stay home.
Mm-hmm.
Mommy said I could come. And I'm like, oh, no. Okay, get your coat. You're coming, too. The three of them are orbiting together almost all year as if tied together with packing tape that you use for FedEx boxes.
Oh, wow.
Huh. Well, I had to think about this. If Jupiter expands everything it touches and Saturn constricts and shrinks everything it touches,
mm-hmm.
J- do they cancel each other out?
No.
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I think Saturn will be a stabilizing force. I think he'll hold down inflation.
Uh-huh.
See, if all the prices go up and our salaries go up, we're really back to square one.
Yeah,
we haven't made any progress at all. But if we can hold down inflation, this is great. And I think that's what will happen in 2020. So it's a good thing. Yeah. Now, it's a year, though, that you have to plan your initiation very carefully. Because Venus is retrograde this year, which only happens every 18 months, and Mars is retrograde, which happens every 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't get married with Venus retrograde because love could cool off. That's from May 13th to June 25th, prime bridal season.
I see. So, in other words, you have a whole season of potential divorce.
Well, no, but see, I have a workaround.
Okay.
Let's say you're a bride listening or a groom. And like, oh, my goodness, I've already printed the invitations and sent them out. Get married at City Hall. And I'm not saying buy a license. I say get married. Actually go through the ceremony. But don't tell your family. Don't tell your mother and father. Don't tell your best friend. They'll talk too much. You just go down there and get two witnesses. And then I can pick the best day for you. And you don't have to get married on a bad day. If you get married on a good day, your whole life will be set on track correctly. Now, Mars retrograde is bad, too, because Mars will sex. And if you get married with Mars retrograde, it's not going to be great. So I do believe you should go to City Hall, but work with an astrologer to pick a wonderful day. And it should be a wonderful day for both, you know, the groom and the bride, not just the bride.
I've heard that in China and in India, many people there do mm-hmm. a consultant astrologer to find out auspicious days for marriage.
Yeah, well, when in India, when your baby is born, you get the chart immediately. I did. My mother came to the hospital with my baby's chart, which she did by hand in those days. It was perfectly accurate. I did by computer after, and it was accurate. Yes, I mean, astrology helps you become more successful and happy, and you're more in control. You know what your goals should be, and you know what you may run into some roadblocks with. But if you follow that, it's like having a map, a weather map, before you set out. So it's so helpful. Like Aries is going to go to the top of the charts with career this year. There's absolutely no limit. Taurus, yeah, Taurus foreign people, foreign places. So lucky. Also publishing and broadcasting to them. And higher education. Gemini, money, 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 but it comes in chunks. Like as if from an airplane. Sporadically, but big chunks. Cancer's the sign most likely to marry or do a business association. Leo will have lots of work, beautiful assignments that will lead them to up the ladder of success. Not immediately, but they have to prove things this year, which they will. It's also a wonderful health year. Virgo won the jackpot. They have the best love aspect. Libra, the best real estate aspect. Scorpio, the best for communication projects, which is to start a podcast or a column or write a book or a screenplay. Sagittarius, the money comes through, very generous money, through every week in their paycheck. Capricorn is the celestial favorite. Finally, they waited 12 years for this. They are the celestial favorite. They have everything. Love, money, health, everything. Baby. Aquarius has to, this is a quiet year for Aquarius, but they're getting ready for their big year. Their biggest year is in 2021. They'll get everything they want. They will be the celestial favorite next year. But they have to make room in their basket because Jupiter's coming with goodies, and they have to have room to fit it in. And Pisces has friends that will do anything for them. Their best part of luck in 2020 will be through their friends and joining groups and also doing charity work, which they love. That sign loves that. So everyone has something to be excited about.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I want to keep talking until my next guest comes, but
okay.
Susan, you have so many interesting things to say. I'd love to do a pre-record with you sometime over the weekend. You can set it up afterwards, Dan. That would be great. I've got all the recording equipment with me. Wow.
2020 on Sunday at 2 o'clock until 3:30, and all you have to do is buy tickets to the expo and then a ticket to my special talk, and I think people will enjoy it.
Okay, great. Are you publishing your calendars this year? Your beautiful calendars.
They're so beautiful. I am the publisher now.
Okay.
I pick the paper, the ink, the printer, the editors, the artwork, and I work with the artists to create.
Oh.
Well, this year we did Women of the World,
oh, nice.
And they're all beautiful, all different nationalities and ethnic groups,
nice.
And it shows that all women are beautiful on each page. Isaac Zanu did my artwork. He was the favorite artist of Henry Bendel. Wonderful store in America that went out of business, as lots of department stores are.
Well,
this one was a crown jewel on Fifth Avenue.
Oh, wonderful. Well, Susan, if you could set up a pre-record, and there's so much, well, we could talk about so much more. But if
Thank you.
No, absolutely. Well, I have my next guest waiting for me now.
Okay.
So, but thank you so much. And did I give you a copy of my book last year, Messages from the Masters? If I didn't, I can give you. Could you grab that? Yeah, let me just, I wanted to give that to you here. Okay, and.
And I'm seeing you soon.
Yes, absolutely. If you could set up a pre-record. Yeah, there.
You live in Seattle.
In Seattle, yeah. In Manhattan, yeah. But we can do it this weekend. Yeah, we can. We will be in Manhattan in about a month. We're giving presentations in Manhattan. We fly there on the. But go ahead and set up a, if you could. And now, I'd like to go ahead and introduce my next guest, a fantastic lady named Kimberly Meredith, who performs miracles for people, and her stories of healing are legends, Kimberly, it's so good to see you today. Thanks so much for coming on my show.
Hi, Ted. I'm so happy to be here. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. I'm feeling a little worn out from flying. I flew all night last night from Lima, Peru, without sleep through Mexico City here. But I'm okay. Coffee's a wonderful beverage. It does keep me going. So.
Yeah. I'm actually really excited to be at the Conscious Life Expo this year, 2020. And this is just so exciting to be back with you again.
Oh, good. It's so good to see you. You know, I promoted you on Facebook before the show, and I said you were a fantastic healer, and you've done so many miracles for people. Could you tell us a little bit about how you've been able to help people?
I've been basically doing this since 2015. I had my NDE in 2013, and after that, my gift had awakened after the NDE.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, you know, it's such a pleasure to see you again. I know last year you were on my show again, and I love your work, you know. And the thing that's important for people to realize, if they have a physical problem or a spiritual problem, issue that they need help with, there's help available. There's good spiritual help, and there's people like yourself who do healings for people, and you have a fantastic track record.
Yeah, I think, thank you for saying I have a fantastic track record, but I think it's because the people believe in the spirit of God, and they're believing in the work. And in that, they're open to having the healing. And so after my NDE and after I got home from the hospital and opened up to the spirit source, the people that had been coming to me learned the frequency, the God frequency, and were able to experience the shift. So we're only at the tipping edge of what's going to be happening. So that's super cool right now. We're in the ascension. We're headed to the awakening. And so that's why I'm here at the Expo. Why I come to the Conscious Expos and I go to other expos is to help people witness more of this and to understand that through my gift, which is the blinking eyes, the scanning abilities, I'm one of the only medical intuitives that has been documented, scientifically documented, at many Noetic Eye Institute, SciTest Institute, Norm Shealy, doctors, CTs, MRIs, CAT scans, all these things. And why I'm saying that is because I want people to understand that this is not something made up. This is not some fairy tale. This is not something that's not real. What's happening is that we have the ability to connect to spirit and God and make things leave our body, the negative energy. And this is so totally cool.
Oh, wow.
And it's happening. It's happened here when I first came here. In the first year I came in 2017, I walked into the audience, and I knew the man had 4-stage bone cancer. And everybody, he was like, yes, I do. And I blinked 4, which meant 4-stage. And then I blinked the number 3, I remember, which meant he had it for 3 months. And then I laid hands on his back. And then about 2 months later, he came into my office and said he was healed.
Oh, my God. What a beautiful story.
Oh, yeah. And there are stories after stories after stories like this.
Wow.
And not only that, there are going to be more and more stories like this that are going to be coming.
Mm-hmm. Well, if people wanted a healing from you, is there a website they could go to or a way to contact you?
Yeah, my website is thehealingtrilogy.com. And why I'm here this year is because I have a special two-hour event called All We Need Is Love. Because all you need is love out there. All we need is love. We need to spread that love. And I love the Beatles, and I love that we can raise our vibration through music. And it's about boosting our immune system and how we can find through artificial intelligence and all kinds of negative energy and food and energy through people. And also this affects our body and how I'm bringing a lot of stuff onto the stage to show people the differences in water and products. So, and also I'm going in the audience and I'm doing my mediumship still and inviting people up on the audience to open up their gifts. And I'm doing a Q&A. And so it's going to be really cool.
Oh, great. Oh, great. Now, just curious, Kimberly, have you helped people with cavities or dental problems as well, or all kinds of physical problems?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, because my guys are really nosy about the mouth. And when I scan over people's bodies with the hand, it's kind of whip it over you, a lot of times they go straight to the mouth. And I'll find out, you know, if your tooth is missing or you've had, you know, cavities. And then I go to the lymph nodes, and then I'll go to your brain. I'll know if you have, like, had a tumor or you've got breast cancer. But a lot of times it's going to start from your oral dental hygiene. And then I'll go, fluoride, you know, what are you using for toothpaste, and on and on and on. And if you've got, you know, metal or you've got. So, yes, I do get very nosy in the mouth area.
Interesting. Well, my dad was a dentist for 30 years, and he's on the other side. He's loving this now. He's very listening very, very carefully about what you're saying.
Yeah.
I myself have two cavities that need to be attended to. But...
yeah, I do see that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, they're blinking negative on sort of the left side of your mouth and over to towards the front, but a lot over. I even get a little bit to your right, but I do. Sorry, I don't need to scan you right
now.
Here.
Go ahead. Go ahead and scan me.
Oh. No, but I am seeing some negative energy towards the jaw on the left a lot.
I see. You've
got dental work up there.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I've been, I know I have to go see somebody about that. And, I will be. But,
So why did you ask about the oral care, the dental care?
I think my dad prompted me from the other side.
Yeah, very, very important.
important that we don't ignore our dental hygiene. And when we have, you know, a lot of people out there don't like antibiotics, they don't like to, if they have a tooth pulled, they're afraid to take a round, they say, oh my God, I may, you know, get really sick, you know, and they don't want to go get their checkups, you know. And I say, you know what, it's better than getting cancer. It's better than getting Pseudomonas. It's better than, you know, and I'm a holistic practitioner. I'm not all, go have antibiotics, but you don't want it to get into something where your lymph nodes start getting swollen, starts going into your heart, starts going into your carotid artery. And then, so it's very important to really keep an eye on your mouth and your dental hygiene and water, what you drink out there too is important. So this is why my class on Sunday is really about boosting the immune system, but also being informed. I'm really giving a very informative class on Sunday.
And I think many people aren't aware of this, Kimberly, but you also have meridians in your mouth. So you're hooked up to like certain teeth are hooked up, for example, to your heart or in other organs. So if you have problems, for example, in a certain tooth, it could affect your heart as well.
Absolutely. And your liver and your spleen and your appendix and your gallbladder. Yeah. So also, I don't know if you know that about me, the cool thing that goes on with the guys is when I'm scanning over your body and I do remote viewing also throughout the whole audience and things and people, I do know who has what and this and that. When an organ is removed, the body has to take on energy to help support the other parts of the body. So that is also an issue that goes on. And then you do need to feed it more oxygen. So by doing massive detoxes doesn't really help your body too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow, that's fascinating. That's fascinating.
Yeah.
You know, you do such good work. Do you think, I think there's a real need for your kind of knowledge to be incorporated in the standard educational systems of medical schools across the country. I wish they would.
Oh.
Do you see that coming?
I do have a lot of doctors and surgeons that are my clients, and I do feel a very promising life for me. I do feel that this could happen because I just found out that my first book is going to be published, and when that comes out, you know, next year, I think when my first book comes out next year, there'll be a lot of really cool information. And then that'll set the path to maybe more of my medical intuitive books being released. And Dr. Norm Shealy wrote the foreword of my book, and it's a really great publishing company. It's St. Martin's Macmillan Essentials, and they're really excited about getting more of my holistic information out there.
Well, I cannot do justice to all of what you know in just a half hour. So I'd like to schedule a pre-record with you sometime this weekend if you got time.
Okay.
And we'll have more time, but you can set it up after this interview.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm going to be here all weekend.
Okay. Great.
You're really amazing, and I love when I come to the expo, you know, working with you.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. Well, I get a lot of requests from people for healing, what to do, who to see, and I've often referred people to you as well. So, you know, I mean, and you're genuine too, and you really want to help people, and you've got a fantastic track record too.
Thank you. The guides that I work with, they absolutely want to help as many people as possible. And also the other thing they want to do is after you're healed, they want to help you awaken your gift and help you, pay it forward. God bless everybody out there.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I always like asking this question, Kimberly. I hope you don't mind me asking this today, but how did you get started on your spiritual path? Was there one event in your life that suddenly you realized you wanted to go on this particular thing or particular path, healing path, or was there a series of smaller events that happened?
Well, I remember when I was a little girl, I had blinking eyes and I was communicating with God. So I felt like I was really born and destined to do this. And then after I was, you know, I guess kind of knocked in the head a few times, hit by a car, and then I had my near-death experience in the hospital. It was, you know, I think destined to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So then I heard whispers in my ear saying, this is this is you, this is to happen to you, and God has chosen you to do this. And so I just took the cues, and I was open to having this connection, this beautiful connection that I have with Spirit. And then I was led to learn how to communicate with Spirit through my eyes and through hearing Spirit. And I'm just always guided through Spirit now with my work.
Nice. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Have the spirits told you, this is a little bit off topic, but what they see for this year? Will there be a general spiritual, continually be a spiritual awakening for humanity this year continuing?
They absolutely are blinking. A lot of, when you said that, God blinks, that they're saying that we're going to keep seeing more current events out in the world that are going to, you know, we're going to see, you know, things that are going to not, that we're not going to like, but then we're going to see miracles that are going to keep happening. Things that are going to be down and up, but more God events, more miraculous events are going to keep happening where we're like, whoa, this is truly amazing. Messages from the angels, messages from Spirit and Source, you know, and not only the energy of God being, you know, a masculine energy, but a feminine energy, a feminine divine energy of love, because God is a feminine energy. And so the women are often that come to me with breast cancers and things, they're having to, you know, I don't want to cry, but they're having to fight so much bigger masculinity, where we don't want that anymore. We want to be able to be feminine if we want to be feminine. And so basically what I'm saying, we're living in a world where it's very masculine right now. So what's going to end up happening is that the world's going to be more balanced eventually.
Wow, that's really beautiful. You know, I just returned from Peru. I was down in Machu Picchu and Lake Titicaca. And there, it's very, very feminine energy. It's fourth dimensional energy. It's much more balanced. People are very gentle there. And I come back to the United States, and it's a little bit still off balance slightly. But it's getting better.
Yeah.
It is getting better. It is getting better. But people down there, like, you don't see people getting angry like they do up here often. Their conflict is, it's more like kind of get along to go along kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's a very different culture.
Yeah. That's where I love the Mother Mary, the Divine Mary. And I'm doing that here at the Expo. That's where I feel Mary's coming in a lot, and her energy is going to come in. And where a lot of women that come to me are very famous. They run corporations. They're like, Kimberly, I'm ready to leave that. I want to just be me, be the woman I'm meant to be, and have more relaxed. I still want to do that, but I want to have a balance of my body. The left side is feminine and the right side is masculine. I want to be more balanced, more one with myself.
Right. And I think for men, too, that they need to also discover their, for lack of femininity, or that the God source within them, you know, what has destroyed civilizations in the past is an unbalance toward the male side, where they get into wars and conflict all the time. But that era has passed now, and things are starting to shift towards becoming much more balanced in both men and women, because we all have that divinity within us.
You are right on. So correct. There's so many men out there right now that I just so love. They're really bringing in their feminine, beautiful love, femininity into their lives, and I think it's so cool that they're doing that. And I think this is where I see the world moving into this space.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's an exciting time to be alive. And what I like about you, you've incorporated this new energy into healing people. What greater gift could you give to people other than this? I mean.
Yeah, and to be honest, you know, with all of this, I had no idea that I'd be doing any of this. And as I take the direction of God, of Source, I keep taking direction, and it keeps moving and evolving and becoming stronger. And so it's only becoming more exciting.
Mm-hmm. Tell us, I remember reading on the web about a lady who had breast cancer at one time, and you were able to talk to God, Source, and get help, church help, so her cancer disappeared. Could you tell us a little bit about that, if you don't mind?
Sure. This is something that happens a lot with me.
Wow.
Not just one time. Yeah. So not only does that happen, and the numbers shift, and cancer disappears, and tumors dissolve, but I also do Skype all over the country. And when I wave my hand across people's breasts, I often find the lumps before people even know they have them. And I'll get stills and hot flashes, and I'll say, you know, the left breast has a lump. And they'll say, no, I don't feel that. And I'll say, well, they're telling me there's something there. And then they'll go and get a mammogram, and they'll say, I've got third-stage breast cancer. Kimberly, you were right. And then on that, that makes me sad, because not only is it third stage, they didn't even know it, and they had a mammogram. So going back and getting your mammograms or thermographies are okay, but a mammogram's even better. So sometimes you even need to go and get an ultrasound to be careful. But the good news is this. What's happening is that we can get rid of cancer now by nutrition, the right nutrition. I'm not against radiation. Sometimes even chemo is not bad. But you have to understand there's so many more things that go in place with all of that. There's nutrition, there's water, radiation, there's supplements, and there's hydration. Because that's what kills cancer, is oxygen and hydration and the right nutrition. So, and what I do is I lay hands. I have this energy that comes through my body, which is called scalar energy. And when I lay hands on it, it just wipes it out. When you are a believer and you go into the fifth dimensional frequency, and most people that come to me absolutely want it gone, and they are ready.
So, in other words, if people's attitude is a big part of it, and if they're open to it, then they can bring in that energy to help them heal. But on the other hand, if they're full of negative energy, they can actually block the healing. Is that correct interpretation?
I'm not sure if it's full of negative energy. I think it's like anything that we're doing, our mind can move into a higher frequency and be filled with a belief system that it can be gone. And so for me, being who I am, that work with people all day long, that come in my office and have lymph nodes that are really huge or a thyroid tumor, and I see it shifting off their body, I think that it's their, not their negative energy inside them, it's their belief in spirit that they can be healed and it can leave their body. And so as long as they're, it's almost like, not to go into the Bible, but who believes shall be healed. So we are actually in that frequency period right now. So when people say, where is the shift, where is the awakening? We are in the shift and we are in the awakening. And so therefore, who believes shall be healed, and that is the truth.
Well, we've got about a minute or two left, and I'd love to have you do a pre-record over this weekend if you have time. But I'd love to have you wrap up your interview. We've got about a minute and a half left.
Okay. So just to end it on that, I have a 9/11 New Yorker policeman who had, maybe 16 tumors in his body. And he believes, and he is healed.
Oh, that's a beautiful story. and the doctor, medical doctor, probably said nothing could be done, or they.
Well, the medical doctor, he's very prominent. He's out here in L.A. He was shocked because I counted all those tumors in his body with my blinking eyes, and he did do some chemo, but a couple of them exploded in his body. And through my eyes and hands and laying on him, we helped those tumors. And it was many times they said he'd only have 24 hours to live. But through the power of prayer and the Holy Mother Mary of God, this man should have been dead 6.5 months ago.
Oh my God.
He is standing. He's 200 pounds, 6'2", and he is alive. And he will be here next year.
Oh, how beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, Kimberly, thank you so much for coming on my show today. I really appreciate it. And again, if you could, we'll set up a record with you this and
beautiful.
Okay, here's a copy of my book, too, if you'd like. Please stay tuned, my friends, for our next hour. We have more fantastic guests coming. Thank you so much.